Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
I was on a multi-day off-road camping trip by myself in the wilderness. I'd found myself enjoying a night in the woods, slightly tipsy on wine. I settled in for the night in my SUV and awoke to yelling in the distance. It wasn't screaming or singing, but something closer to chanting. I went to sleep nervous and with my army knife close. I woke up to someone knocking on my vehicle's glass. As I came out of the covers to observe, I saw a person looking in the window in the dark. I screamed something guttural and they ran. I couldn't believe it. It was hours and hours from the nearest town, and if someone drove in overnight, I would have heard the vehicle in the stillness. I was dumbfounded. I turned on my truck and I stayed vigilant for a while. Nothing happened. The next morning, I went and found a new spot to park and I set up camp. The story was sent anonymously. I live in a really remote part of Alaska. I think the scariest thing that I've ever encountered is how silent the woods and the tundra can be in the dead of winter. It's absolutely unnerving. I become hyper aware of my heartbeat, and my breathing sounds like a damn airplane taking off. And I know a lot of people will say, it's because a predator is nearby. No, man, some places up here just have nothing. That's what really freaks me out. I am obviously alone in this one spot. I could drop dead and no one would ever find my body. That story was sent anonymously. I worked in the national parks and also did some volunteer search and rescue. One blizzarding night, we hear that they are on the search for a woman who had disappeared from a group that was staying in a cluster of scenic cabins nearby. It took us about 2 hours to get to the cabins and talk to the people there. It was well under minus 17 degrees Celsius, with a few feet of snow. It turns out that the people staying in the cabin were on psychedelics, and at some point, the young woman ran off outside in regular clothes and sneakers. My partner and I in the search unit started looking for footprints, and we found some. But when they broke off, we lost the trail. After exactly 3 hours and 41 minutes, we found her clothes. And soon after that, we found her. She was naked in her entirety, including her shoes. She was barefoot. We found her sitting against a tree, and we rushed over. It was clear at this point that she was dead. It was a tough few nights after, with the nightmares and everything that ensued. And the story was sent anonymously. I was hiking down off a mesa alone at night. I kept getting the feeling that I was being watched. I had a headlamp that was being used in red mode because it was nearly out of batteries, and also to preserve my night vision. Anyway, I get the feeling that I'm being watched for like the third or fourth time. And I'm just like, screw this, what is this? So I turn around and I turn the headlamp to a spot mode. That's a full bright white light. I see a shape/shadow quickly move behind some bushes, like 25 or 30 yards behind me, real low and real fast. I called my friend after I kept seeing the eyes, and I hiked the rest of the way down talking to him. Basically said, if I don't get back in about an hour, here's where you can find my body. It was about a 5-mile hike, and my light was flickering and dying towards the end. It died after I got off the mesa. I hiked the last few miles through fields without a light. The stalking stopped once I left the mesa, at least I think it did. And that is the story of when I was stalked by a mountain lion all the way off his mesa. I think I was in his hunting territory and had only just gotten dark, pretty sure he was curious more than malicious. The story was sent from Freddie in Wyoming. When I was a teenager, my family used to camp at a state park. Every night, my friend and I would walk through the woods. We called this the ritual. We had flashlights, but we'd like to try to navigate with them turned off. We were about a half a mile from the nearest campsite, and we heard some soft whispering behind us. Obviously, we hit the flashlights and spun around, but we didn't see anything. So we kept walking, and we hear it again. Then we see what's whispering. It's a lady crawling on the ground, whispering just random words. She was wearing dark clothes and was covered in dirt. When she sees that we notice her, she stands up and declares that she's looking for her campsite. We ended up walking her back to the campground and tried helping her find her group. Turns out, she was just super drunk and high and got lost trying to find a bathroom. Her friends didn't even notice that she was missing. If we hadn't gone that far into the woods, she would have been lost all night. It was pretty creepy. That was sent from Lindsay in North Carolina. I was hiking in a section of the North Umpqua Trail in Oregon a few years back with my sister-in-law. There was this beautiful view of the river, so we stopped and took a water break. But I immediately felt extremely uncomfortable, like someone was watching us. I slowly turned my head to look behind us, but as I'm looking, I noticed bones strung from the trees, like creepy death wind chimes. My stomach just clenched and dropped. I could hear footsteps through the forest floor coming from behind and slightly above us. I leaned forward and I told her to pick up her pace. She did, and I did, but so did whoever was behind us. For two middle-aged women, both slightly overweight, we ran like the damn wind. When we got home, we immediately called our local sheriff. A few days went by, and he showed up to let me know that we were not imagining things, and someone really did chase us. I asked what they found and who it was. He looked down at the ground and then looked up and said, "I'm not going to tell you what we found or who it was, because if I do, you will never hike anywhere again." What we found was not normal and will not happen up there again. I never found out what they found or who it was. I also never hiked that section of the trail again, and it was completely burnt last year. The story was sent from Cecilia in Oregon. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.